Welcome to the Shala. I'm so honored to officially welcome you to the Mental Health Aware Yoga Training. With so many people experiencing mental health challenges, the world needs yoga teachers like you who are passionate about supporting their students experiencing depression, anxiety, stress, and trauma. Thanks for being part of the change. As you probably know already, my name is Dr. Lauren Tober, but you can just call me Lauren. I'm a clinical psychologist, a yoga teacher and trainer. I'm also a certified IRS meditation teacher and the founder of Mental Health Aware Yoga. My mission with this training is to support you to nourish your own mental health and to guide you to deeply support your students experiencing depression, anxiety, trauma, and stress. I'm so glad that you're here. With this training, we're going to be creating ripple effects around the world, starting with our own mental health and then rippling out to our students and then the people in our students' families and communities. It's really exciting that you're here. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about mental health in this training, so please do make sure that you take care of your own mental health as we go along. This is paramount. So please do whatever it is you need to do to feel safe and supported. And do reach out to your friends, family, therapist, or yoga mentor for support at any time. We all need support at times during our life, even yoga teachers. Okay, so let's get to a few practicalities now. Before you get started on the course, I invite you to do two things. Firstly, number one, read through the email I sent you when you first registered. It has lots of important details about the training. Make sure that you keep this somewhere safe so you can come back to it if you need it. And number two, schedule some time in your calendar for over the coming months. There's approximately 11 hours of lectures, as well as multiple choice questionnaires and assignment tasks such as reflective journals, personal practices, and bringing the ideas and concepts from the course into the classes that you're already teaching. And at the end of the training, there's also final assignments for you to do before you complete the training and receive your certificate. Now, I know how easy it is to book into an online training and then forget all about it. Trust me, I've been there. I do not want you to make the same mistake. This training is self-paced, so you can work at your own speed and around your own schedule. However, I do suggest that you support yourself to complete the training by scheduling time into your calendar right away. If you don't make time for it, it's just not going to happen. So feel free to pause this video now while you go and read over the email and schedule in some time to study and practice for the course. Now, if you have any difficulties with the technology side of things in this training, do check out the support page in the Shala. There's loads of information there. But if you can't find what you're looking for, do contact us from that same support page and my wonderful tech team will help you to get it running smoothly. We've got really great support with this course. Now, I'm not the right person to help you with the tech stuff. That is not my superpower. You'll get a much better and faster answer if you contact the tech team through the support page. Now, I know that it's tempting to leave other tabs on your computer open or to scroll through social media on your phone at the same time that you're watching or listening to the lectures, but I really encourage you to practice one pointed focus as you take this course. So turn your phone off, close down any other tabs on your browser, and dedicate this time to focusing on the training. Now, if that feels too difficult, perhaps you could watch or listen to one lecture at a time and then give yourself a break between each one to have some mindless scrolling time, or better still, go outside for some fresh air or do some yoga. I'll leave it up to you as to how you'd like to do it, but I do encourage you to do it intentionally. Okay, so the easiest way to navigate around the Shala is by clicking the next button below, as this will take you through the lectures sequentially. You can navigate around the course using the sidebar on the left as well, but you will need to complete each of the lectures and questionnaires before progressing to the next, so you won't be able to access everything all at once. The course builds from one section to the next, and I've structured it in this way so it makes sense and it flows beautifully. But you can access the yoga classes, the practice library, and some other important pages at any time. So feel free to go and check them out whenever you like. Thank you once again for joining me for this training. I truly believe that this work has the power to change so many lives, including our own. So I'm glad you're here. You can now go and click the next button at the bottom of this page, and it will take you to the very first lecture. I'll see you there.